I want to start this morning by showing you an advertisement that I recently came across. This is obviously a talented musician, right? And he's a musician that plays with passion and energy. As he's playing Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, you can't help but be moved by the music. But when he turns around, he flips around and he plays on that second piano, something is lost. It's not what he's offering. You can tell he's playing with just as much passion and just as much energy. But the piano has been re-engineered so that every key plays a middle C. It's just not quite as fulfilling, is it? Now, I can admit, differences can be scary. But those differences are also very important. See, each key on the piano plays a slightly different note than the one next to it. And the music isn't the same without all of that variation. One of the messages for the church in the New Testament is that unity is more important than unanimity. That God is more concerned that we are united as a community of faith than God is that we all look and think and believe exactly the same way. As a matter of fact, the story of Pentecost teaches us that what God is doing might actually require that we be a little bit different from one another. See, the people gathered in Jerusalem on that first Pentecost Sunday had some pretty significant differences. If I didn't know the end of the story, I would assume that those differences were insurmountable. I mean, how could they ever become a united community? They couldn't even communicate with each other. Have you ever been on vacation somewhere where English wasn't the primary language that is spoken? And you go to this place and you learn how to ask for bread and beer and a bathroom, which, you know, could be enough. But how deep and abiding a relationship do you develop with people with whom you cannot communicate and whom you know you will never see again? That's the situation that these people find themselves in. As soon as this festival's over, most of them are planning on going home. There's something important about being able to sit down and talk about the joys and concerns and sorrows of life. There's something important about understanding where the other is coming from and what matters to them and why. But somehow this obstacle is overcome. At Pentecost, through the Holy Spirit, God overcomes what seems like an insurmountable obstacle to community. That, in and of itself, is pretty amazing. But what is more amazing is how the Holy Spirit does it. Because I want you to note this morning that the Holy Spirit did not make sure everybody spoke the same language. The differences were not removed. The variations were not eradicated. Why didn't God just make sure all the people spoke the same language? Wouldn't that have been easier? Wouldn't the easiest way to ensure unity be ensuring unanimity? Honestly, probably yes. That would be the easiest way. The easiest way to build a community of people who are committed to one another is to make sure that they are all exactly the same. The easiest way to build a church who is committed to one another is to make sure that they're all exactly the same. But God doesn't do that. There's something important about God's work that requires we not all play the same note on the keyboard. And so the Holy Spirit ensures that the various keys could play beautifully together, and that each one could be heard distinctly by those who needed to hear it. The keys on the piano were not united because they were all the same, but because they had a common purpose. They all had a unique role in the sonata that God was composing. Their unity wasn't located in themselves. It wasn't located in their similarity or their unanimity. It wasn't located in their ability to all play the same note. Their unity was located in the Holy Spirit. In the musician who put each of those distinct notes together into a beautiful piece of music. What the Spirit did on that first Pentecost Sunday led to a kind of community that I look at with wonder. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. We could put that next slide up on the screen. And I want you to take a look. Take a look at the description of the depth of their commitment to each other. Can't you hear the beauty of the sonata being played? Can't you understand how compelling that music is? Look at their devotion to one another, at the love they have for each other, at what they are willing to do on behalf of one another. I mean, can you imagine giving up a part of your livelihood to somebody who probably can't even say thank you to you in a language that you understand? I don't know about you, but that kind of commitment and that kind of community, it's beautiful music to my ears. I can't tell you how many times I hear people complain that such a community is unsustainable. It doesn't seem compatible with our highest economic ideals. The truth is, we're missing the point. See, God doesn't establish economic systems. And he didn't do that here. And God doesn't compose budgets. And God didn't do that here. God builds communities. Communities that take care of each other. God creates relationships that withstand the fear and anger and violence and separation in the world. And God uses those communities. God invites those communities to participate in the accomplishment of God's mission in the world. God uses those communities and those relationships, which consist of a wide variety of people and perspectives, to play the music that can and will change the world. See, at Pentecost, God took disparate groups of people, people who couldn't even communicate with each other, and made a community. Through the Holy Spirit, God cemented these people who had little else in common other than the Holy Spirit and made of them a community. As we witness in our own world a growing gap between the rich and the poor, as we witness the growing manifestations of poverty and disease, the growing divisions between races and political identities, the growing intolerance of any opinion or ideal that does not fit our own, can we stop long enough to celebrate the work of the Spirit? Can we take the time to hope that the fresh and life-giving Spirit might change this community, this one right here, the way it changed that one? Can we pray that God's Spirit might come upon us and unite us in the mission of God to deliver the world from its own selfishness and greed? Consider for a moment that God has brought you here because God has a note for you to play in the music that God is composing. The message of Pentecost is that the kind of community we each long for is not created by common language or common dress or common interests. It's not created by unanimity. Community is created by God, by a common God. Community is created by the Holy Spirit. Community is created as each note takes its unique place in God's composition. And each of us, each of you, me, each of us has a note to play. God is already playing a beautiful piece of music in this community, through this church. But I believe that God longs to do more. I also believe that God can do more. What you have to offer this community, what you have to offer the mission of God, makes the music more beautiful, more rich, more impactful, more able to change the world. How are you contributing to the song that God wants resonating from us? How will you contribute? God has a note for you to play. And God will use you to play it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.